Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, welcome to Red Men News. It is back once again, and we have got news for you today. I'm joined by Ben Kelly. We are sponsored by Unibet, as we've been for this transfer window. It's been fantastic support from them for us, and I'd like you to go and support them. Click that link in the description, pin comment, to go over, check their blog out. It's got loads of breaking news as stories happen. So when we're finished here, if something breaks out today, you can go over and check that Unibet blog. But the big story of the day is Simon Mignolet has left Liverpool Football Club, Ben. Mm-hmm. He's joined Club Bruges on a 5-year deal. This broke last night, and it came out of nowhere, didn't it?
Yeah, it was funny. I mean, obviously, we discussed over the course of the transfer window, haven't we, about what we're going to do with the goalkeeper and whether or not we will look to move him on. I think it was obvious, really, that he wanted to move on, but whether Klopp was prepared to bring in a number two, and move him on. I think he basically told everybody last night in the dressing room or something, I think at Wembley, that he was going to move on, and I think he flew straight from London down to Belgium to complete that deal. I think it's a good move for everybody involved. I believe that basically we're getting between 6 and 8 million of him, and I think in the end the club just found that too good of a deal to turn down. So we're getting a good amount of money for him. Mignolet's getting going, finding some first team football, which I think he deserves after all this time. And Brussels are getting a pretty good goalkeeper. So.
Bruges.
Oh, sorry.
So he's 30 years old now, as Ben says. It's between 6 and 8 million plus add-ons. Just going to scroll down a little bit for you, because the Belgian has been allowed to leave Liverpool this summer after being refused a loan to Napoli last season following Karius's departure. I'll scroll down again now. Sky Sports understands Mignolet has also been a target for Benfica, wanted to be closer to his family back in Belgium. So it's about 2 hours away from his hometown, Bruges, so it's quite close. I believe his wife is about to give birth as well, so this actually might feed into this story as well. He signed a 5-year deal with us in 2016, but apparently he's left on good terms. I'm still surprised, because it just felt like, well, yesterday, I was surprised yesterday, apologies, Ben, because yesterday we didn't look like we'd had a replacement lined up. Now today, the next news story, of course, is Adrian, former West Ham player. We'll come on to that in a minute. Before we do, I'm just going to go and take you over to Simon's Instagram post. I'm just going to read a short paragraph. I want to take this opportunity to thank the fans for their support during the good times and the bad. I also want to thank all the coaches and managers I've worked with during my spell here. Their knowledge and expertise has been invaluable. And then he goes, it's been a great ride. There've been ups, downs and everything in between, but I'll always look back on my time at Anfield with fondness. I have no regrets. I've given my all, and I've always done my best to wear the shirt with pride and represent the club with dignity and professionalism. Once part of the family, always part of the family. Deep inside, I'll always be a Red. And we're starting to see these more and more by players who leave football clubs, but it feels like Simon's written that. It feels heartfelt, and you know, he recognises good times and bad times. And for everything else, I feel, and I hope that this is reflected by people watching this video, and let me know in the comment section, please, that Simon Mignolet did a lot for us last season. It's been spoken about by Klopp and by Milner and by Henderson. And he's left probably on better terms than he finished his playing career, if you know what I mean, as the number one.
Yeah, definitely. I think every fan appreciated the kind of cheerleading that he did from Twitter and stuff last season. I think that doesn't go unnoticed by a lot of proper fans. I think you know, with every game he's congratulating players on good performances, he's congratulating teams on wins. And this is a guy, you know, obviously we discussed it, he's 30 years old. It must be quite frustrating for him to be sat watching all of that, knowing that really, you know, he's been replaced by a better goalkeeper, and he's got to watch this goalkeeper take his place and perform to a high level and earn so much love from the fans. It must be quite a difficult thing to go through. And I think on the back of that, obviously Liverpool have gone through, they've sorted the replacement, and as a result of all of that tied together, they've let him move on.
One of the things is Liverpool have reluctantly let him move on. Now, you know, reluctant, I don't know whether that's PR spin if I'm honest. Liverpool were reluctant to let him move on at the beginning of the summer. Now, 6 to 8 million, it's too good to refuse. 6 to 8 million.
I think for a 30-year-old goalkeeper, I think if it goes up to 8 million for Simon Mignolet, I think that's a good deal. For
I'd say 12 to 15. We could have got for him. Like, that's my opinion. I don't really know how you set these things. But anyway, Liverpool are set to seal Adrian transfer as Simon Mignolet replacements. I'm going to scroll down now and get you to some of the text. So Liverpool are close to finalising a move for former West Ham goalkeeper Adrian as a replacement for Simon Mignolet. They've moved quickly to fill the breach by identifying Adrian. He was a free agent, having left the Hammers during the summer. Obviously, he fell behind Lucas Fabianski, didn't he, at West Ham? He only played, I think, 5 times last season for them. I always like the look of him, but it's difficult, isn't it, with a goalkeeper that you don't watch every week?
Yeah.
Fabianski's a good goalkeeper. He makes errors. I think all goalkeepers do. Is this something that... Can you be pleased with the backup goalkeeper signing?
I'm indifferent to it, really. I mean, I know who he is, yeah. So I've got a little bit more background on him than if we'd signed Club Bruges' goalkeeper as our backup, you know what I mean? He seems to have a little bit of a personality, a bit of character to him from what I remember at West Ham. I remember him taking a penalty, and that clip's been going around as well on Twitter, taking a penalty against Everton in a shootout. There's also a clip of him where I think it's in some kind of friendly at Upton Park where he runs the whole length of the pitch and scores. Mm-hmm. So there's like, he's clearly got a little bit to him. I do remember him playing in a couple of games against us, and I feel like he is quite commanding from behind the back four. You know, he does talk a lot. I know a lot of goalkeepers do, but like I said, I think he's good. He fits into our squad if he's got that little bit of character and a bit more personality.
And he'll be accepting of his role, won't
he? Yeah, absolutely. And I think that was possibly why this deal took so long, to find a goalkeeper who would have been accepting of that role and who wasn't completely. Obviously, he's 32, but you're going to get, you know, at least 2-3 years out of him, you'd imagine. You know, you don't want to go for the likes of a 38-year-old Gianluigi Buffon who. You're only going to get a year out.
I'd still have taken him.
Do you really think? I think there's a cut off with these goalkeepers who I don't think. I mean, maybe for the experience with Buffon, obviously how much he's won. But for me, I think the reason that it's taken so long is to find a goalkeeper of the prime age who is happy to basically come and sit on the bench. I think there might have been a bit of debate with the likes of Buffon over who was the number one. I think he's still in a position.
Alisson just shows him his Champions League and says, Buffon, you might have won, you know, a million Italian leagues, but you've never won this big, beautiful bugger, have you? So, as Ben mentioned, it has taken a little bit of time. Now, people who are new to this story will think, oh, hang on a minute, we only sold Simon Mignolet last night. But Ben's absolutely right, because as it says in the Echo here, a 32-year-old Spaniard was earmarked early this summer as a possible goalkeeping alternative should Mignolet leave. So anyone who's about to type a comment on that, go away. Lead target, 22-year-old attacker. This is Ryan Kent. Bielsa is looking to move on his centre-forward. Looks like Anderlecht are going to be signing him. And it looks like they're in for Ryan Kent. Now, we know that Ryan Kent, Harry Wilson, players that Klopp probably doesn't want to put out on loan. So it's Roofy, I don't know how you say it. It looks set to leave Elland Road for Belgium. And obviously that's Vincent Kompany's side, isn't it? It was reported at the start of the summer that Kent was a target for Leeds, and although they have yet to make a breakthrough in the pursuit of the winger, Hayes' latest update suggests the club have yet to give up on the possibility of a deal with manager Bielsa, a long-term admirer of the 22-year-old. Now, the interesting thing here, Ben, is that Roof is a centre-forward, an out-and-out centre-forward, but Bielsa does things a little bit differently, doesn't he? And if Bielsa wants Kent, then this could be a move that suits him, because he could be playing Premier League football next season.
Yeah, I think that's what I was going to say. I think Kent will fancy this move. move. If he's been told that he's got no future at Liverpool, or, you know, we are looking to move him on, he'll be looking for a team at the top of the Championship who will be looking for playoffs at least. I expect Leeds to come up this season, mm-hmm. because another season under Bielsa, I think another season where they don't come up under this manager would be a failure. And he'll be then looking to get back into the Premier League, be playing Premier League football, and then you can start to set your sights on a move back to a bigger club in the Premier League.
Yeah, and he might be playing with James Milner if they do come up. Yeah, I'm only kidding, like. But James Milner injury update. He obviously missed out on the Community Shield yesterday, but Klopp has been speaking to the official website and says it was a minor muscle injury. I would say he can probably train tomorrow, although I'm not 100% sure. For today, it did not work out, but I think by at least Tuesday he can train. So there's a possibility that James could start first Premier League game of the season Friday night, Norwich City, under the lights, Anfield. I'd like Milner to be in this game.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a good one for... Obviously, it's a nice opening fixture for us, and you'd like to think that any team that we put out is capable of beating Norwich. But obviously, in the first game of the season, there's an expectant crowd following the Champions League win and the 97 points. James Milner can be a really useful player, and just using the experience to do a job. You know, that's what you'd expect the team to do on Friday night, to do the job and go out and beat Norwich.
And he's a perfect player to do that. So odds are slashed on Harry Wilson joining Bournemouth before transfer deadline. So yeah, this one's an interesting one. Wilson performed well in the warm-ups for our Premier League campaign, obviously. German boss is adamant players like Wilson and Kemp will not get another loan. And now apparently, Bournemouth for Wilson. This one, it kind of surprised me again, to be honest.
I think it surprises me that we've moved both Wilson and Kent on in that sense. I think Wilson will stay, because I think it does say in the article there that they're to... Basically, Klopp said they are to accept the squad role or move on to pastures new. Mm-hmm. I think Wilson will want to stay and fight for his place, given what I've learned about Wilson over the last couple of seasons watching him. But I think Bournemouth would be a good destination for him if he wants to move on. If they're like they're a side who tries to play good football, mm-hmm. they're under a consistent, solid manager there. You know, who's got stability at the club, and they are building something. You know, the Premier League status is pretty much solidified. Oh, unless they have a complete. Tip off a cliff this season. Neither do I. So I think then that it would be a suitable destination for him. He'd probably be well liked. I think that would be a good shout if he was to move.
Absolutely. Next story then. Henderson's been talking about Jürgen Klopp. If the manager hasn't signed anyone, then he knows better than everyone else. I think we've got a fantastic squad of players, said Henderson. We've showed that we can use everybody. We've got big players, Naby, Ox coming back from long term injuries, which are like new signings, as the manager says. We believe we've got a strong group in the change room, a strong team. We've just got to keep learning, keep improving on the training pitch, keep doing what we've been doing for a long time now, and keep staying hungry for more success. This was he was speaking after the Community Shield. Let's not dwell on this one too much, because I think it's stuff that we've probably all said as Liverpool fans over the last few months. Random story of the day, Joyce Bomb number 3 of the last 24 hours. First one was Simon Mignolet. I forget what the second one was, but the third one is Jürgen Klopp has brought in a professional surfer to help players deal with stress. To say that I was surprised about Kent and Wilson would be one thing. To say that I am shocked and awed at seeing Paul Joyce write this is something completely different. This
of all the headlines you thought you'd be reading when you got out of bed this morning.
Yeah, it wasn't going to be about a German surfer who apparently has spoken to the Liverpool squad in a swimming pool last week in Evian. Sebastian Student visited the club's training camp in Evian last week and held a session with the first team squad in a swimming pool, which focused on breathing techniques and holding your breath. It's mad, isn't it? Jürgen Klopp became aware of Student, who was regarded as one of the world's best big wave surfers, and invited the athlete to address the European champions ahead of the new campaign. Liverpool players understood to have been impressed by Student, and the presentation is the latest example of Klopp utilising marginal gains to try and give his squad an additional edge. Ben Kelly, thoughts?
I don't know. Look, if it works, if there is stress, if there was a little bit of stress taken over towards the end of last season, maybe with the title running and all that, maybe it'll work. All I've got is visions of them all standing in the swimming pool, and he's just stood there just going... Chill out, guys, dude. Just chill out. It's whatever. And just that whole stereotypical image, yeah. It is a bizarre story. But obviously, we all kind of, raised an eyebrow at the throwing coach last season, and we did get one or two benefits out of that. There's clear benefits of us utilising set pieces to gain advantage from last season. If there's some players in the squad who are struggling a little bit with stress, as I say, I feel stressed already going into this season because I know how stressful last season was. I think anybody who's going to be able to, or there's a chance of helping them with that, you know, by all means.
Jürgen, if you're watching this...
Which there is a good chance he is. Hello, Jürgen.
What I would say is, brilliant that you've done this. I think it's a fantastic move. I think you should be trying to get marginal gains wherever you possibly can. If you're going to bring in a German guy, get them to teach them how to do penalties. Have a little bit of work with Genie Wijnaldum. If you're going to bring in a server, make him an Aussie, please. Ben would really love that. James Knowlton, at JD Knowlton on Twitter, wrote for this. Anfield amongst other places. A post on his Instagram page, and this is talking about the server dude, says, FEAR has two meanings. Forget everything and run, or face everything and rise, and that's what Liverpool have got to do this season. They've got to face everything and rise. So there you go. We're going to go into the comments now. Tom's going to get us started as always. So let's talk about Mignolet and Adrian, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. Owen Douglas, sorry about the volume. It says, despite not playing, he was loyal and professional. Hasn't been the best in recent years, but he will be missed. Adrian is experienced and will be a good replacement. And then Keaton Adden says, crazy to think that Hendo is the only player left from the 13-14 season.
Wow, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. I just checked as well.
Complete.
Wow.
Overhaul then since Jurgen Klopp arrived.
That's really well, yeah. I mean, I knew that was the case. Like, I mean, yeah. It's crazy, isn't it? I think Hendo and Mignolet would be the two guys from the last League Cup final then as well. Against Manchester City when we lost on pens, is that right?
You got Lallana.
And Lallana, would he have been there as well? Yeah. It's mad to think. I mean, this side is
Firmino was in that squad as well.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Chris Halpo says Chris is a blue tit, which is a bird, and I'm not. But thank you very much for your input. You're a lovely person. Always like Adrian, who's always made world class saves. Says Pep. Bleep. He does make some good saves, Adrian.
I couldn't comment. I wouldn't want to go. I wouldn't want to put my neck on the line saying that I've seen all these saves he's made. I've got no idea.
Adam was saying, said, do you think Adrian will play in the Club World Cup? Nope, probably not. I think he'll probably play in the
League Cup.
Yeah, whatever it's called. I was going to say Capital One. I don't know how long it's not been. Yeah, no. Coca-Cola. Yeah. The Coca-Cola Cup or the Milk Cup or whatever it is. Thank you for the blue super chat, Archie B. Football Fails, talking about yesterday, says Bravo was the best player. He was very, very good. Martha Red says, cute little voice, Tom. And what better way to end the show than with Tom's little voice. Do us an outro, Tom Dutton.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. I've ruined my voice at the football.
Brilliant, that's great. Don't forget to subscribe to Red Men News. Paul's got a book out as well. We'll put a link in the comments for that one. If you want the ups and downs of the internet, if you want to see how the internet reacted to Liverpool's Champions League winning season, then click that link, buy that book. It's absolutely fantastic. I've had a little sneak peek. I've had a little read of the start of it. It promises to be an absolute belter. Thanks for watching. And we'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.